In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, when Ann and I lived in New York, we had a friend who was a first grade teacher at PS 128, right there in the neighborhood where we lived. She had a class of 30 first grade children. I remember the day it happened. It snowed all day long. In New York City in those days, 35 years ago, kids went to school when it snowed. The last bell of the day had rung. It was time for everyone to head home. And our teacher friend began putting snow boots on all 30 of those first grade children. She got to the last little girl and the teacher was relieved to soon be done. And she struggled. She struggled with that little girl's boots. She later told us she leaned over, straining and pulling and tugging on those boots until finally they went on. And that's when that little first grader said to our friend, the teacher, "You know, teacher, these aren't my boots." Well, the teacher couldn't believe it. So she pulled and she yanked and she tugged until those boots came flying off those little feet. And then the little first grader said, "They're my little sister's boots, but she told me this morning that I could wear them to school." Well, I've thought a lot about that teacher, a lot lately. She needed what many of us, I think, are longing for in these seemingly endless and somewhat lonely days of the coronavirus. It's what St. Paul wrote about in that letter that he sent to the Christians who were struggling out there in Rome. That teacher needed more patience. St. Paul wrote, "Patience teaches character. And character gives us hope for better times, for better days." Some days I find myself telling God, "Give me more patience, dear God. And give it to me now." Have you grown impatient with the masks? Are you losing patience, staying away from your family and special friends? Have you become annoyed with not being able to go to the grocery store and shop for the specific things that you prefer? Do you find yourself becoming irritated with all the political bickering that runs incessantly on the TV? Well, I'm convinced that one of the most difficult things for many of us is to wait for some things to end and for other things to happen. I want all this quarantining to end. And I want a vaccine for COVID-19 now. We've become so accustomed to microwavable living, to microwavable dinners and instant mashed potatoes. We have boxes of them in the hall here that we share with our neighbors. And we've become impatient with instant iced tea, not giving it nice hours to brew. We've become impatient as we zoom through the easy pass lanes and even bake microwavable cakes. We can get Amazon to deliver something almost immediately. 2 weeks ago, I went to the Up Store near where I live downtown. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The clerk told me how much it would cost to mail my package. And so I asked her, well, when will it arrive? When will it arrive at its destination? A city in a state in the Midwest. And she told me, 4 o'clock this afternoon, she told me, tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning! I was amazed that my package could travel that far, such a distance in such a short time. I wondered what she might have said if I asked her what would it cost to get it there today. That would have defined a kind of impatience that I'm living with these days. Perhaps some of the tiredness you're feeling these days as you're trying to abide by the rules of the coronavirus. Perhaps the unhappiness you're experiencing as those days of quarantining stretch on now from month to month and another month. Or the melancholy or the irritability you feel or the depression you might feel some mornings, especially with all this rain. They are undoubtedly a result of our impatience. I want to ask you today to think about what St. Paul wrote to those Christians who were really suffering with their own problems out there in Rome. You heard the deacon read St. Paul's words in that first reading this evening. St. Paul wrote, patience produces endurance, and endurance builds character, and character strengthens our hope in God's promise of better days. Yes, God's promise of better days. I'm sure that some of you, perhaps many of you who are watching this evening, have known difficult times in your life before this pandemic. Well, listen to this little story about Mr. John, a Bible study group was asked this question. In a time when you're discouraged, or unhappy, or melancholy, or just plain depressed, what was a favorite verse from the Bible that you kept thinking of? Well, of course, the first man to speak said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A middle-aged woman said, "God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble." Another woman said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of time." And then Mr. John, who was 86 years old, stood up and told the class that the verse from the scriptures that had helped him most across the many years of his life is this: we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. And then he continued with St. Paul's famous words, "When we run into problems, God gives us the strength to endure. And endurance develops character in us. And character increases our hope for better days ahead." That Bible study group started to chuckle a bit, listening to old Mr. John's verses, wondering if maybe his mind was starting to fail a little bit. Well, when the laughing stopped, the quiet mumbling ceased, Mr. John looked at that group of people. Every one of them was younger than him. And he said, "At 30 years of age, I lost my job with a wife and two children to support. I didn't know how I would make it. At 42, I lost my son in the war in Europe. At 50, our house burned down and everything in it was gone. At 68, my wife of 45 years got cancer. We cried together many nights as we knelt beside our bed and prayed." And then he said, "At 70, she died. And I still miss her very, very much." And then Mr. John told the group this: "The pain that I went through at each of those difficult times in my life was unbelievable. I wondered where God was. But every time I looked at that fifth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, writing to those Christians who were suffering themselves in Rome, I thought about how St. Paul's problems helped him to build endurance. And endurance gave them the strength they needed to keep going on." And when Mr. John told that Bible study group on that evening that he would remember every time he looked at that, he would remember that God was reminding him that better days were coming. I want to invite you, as we move through these unprecedented days, to hold tight to those words of St. Paul. And always, every day, holding on to the promise of Jesus Christ, who knew suffering, tremendous suffering himself, that better days are coming for those of us who believe and trust in God. Amen.